Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to thee, our God, glory to thee. O heavenly King, the comforter of the Spirit of truth, who art in all places and fill us all things, treasury of blessings and giver of life, come and abide in us and cleanse us from every impurity, and save our souls, O good one.
Amen. My iniquities have gone over my head as a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. My wounds drink in our court because of my foolishness. I am troubled and I am bound up greatly at the morning of the day long. For my limbs have felt that they both seem to see, but there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have worked by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desires before thee, and my going has not yet done me. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it was also gone from me. My lovers and my sons stand aloof from my sore. My kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things. And imagine the sea all the day long. But I said, Death may hear not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose words are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope, thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, Hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me when my foot slippeth, to magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to help, my sorrows continually before me. For I will declare my iniquity, I will be sorry for my sins. But my enemies are larger than they are strong, and they that hate me wrong when they multiply. They also that render evil for good are my good ministers, because I follow the thing that good is. The safety now, O Lord, only God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, thy salvation. The safety now, O Lord, only God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, thy salvation.
Amen.
Please let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord. The union of all men, let us pray to the Lord. For in this holy house and those who with faith, reverence, and the fear of God enter therein, let us pray to the Lord. Our Father, Metropolitan Joseph, Archbishop Anthony, the Honorable Presbytery, the Diaconate in Christ, all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord. Our Metropolitan Bulos and Archbishop Yohanna and their quick release from captivity and safe return, let us pray to the Lord. Our President, civil authorities and armed forces, let us pray to the Lord. Countryside, the faithful who dwell therein, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For healthful seasons, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have
mercy. For travelers by sea, by land, by air, the sick, the suffering, the captive, and for their salvation, let us pray to the
Lord.
For our deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy most blessed and glorious Lady of Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
Unto
thee art to all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
Thank you.
servants are all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and of the Virgin Mary, with all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
Worthy, Lord.
For blessed is thy name, and glorified is thy kingdom, of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages. From the door of the tomb. And looking up, they saw that the stone was rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a long white robe, and they were amazed. And he said to them, "Do not be amazed. You see Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him as he told you." And they went out quickly from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had come upon them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid.
Glory to thee, O Lord, glory to thee. If the throne of the heaven was the brothers and sisters,
burn offerings and open offerings. Then shall the arm of the Lord come upon thy mouth.
Therefore, all time. وصلنا القيامة متعدين. وإذا بالمسيح قدنا من هنا يقول افرحنا واسكننا فإني قد غلبت العالم وعطفت المأسورين. فسرعنا إلى التلاميذ المدداتهم وأخبرنهن أنني أسبقهم إلى مدينة جليلة كرايس. فلذلك نصرح إليكم كلنا خلصنا يا رب.
On April 14th in the Holy Orthodox Church, we commemorate the apostles Aristarchos, Prudens, and Trophimos of the 70, and martyr Thomas of Alexandria. On the same day, the fifth Sunday of Great Lent, it was ordained that we make remembrance of our godly Mother Mary of Egypt. Once during the honorable fast, the priest monk Zosimus withdrew into the wilderness. He caught sight of a withered woman named Mary. Her hair was white as snow. Mary then told Zosimus that she was born in Egypt, and at the age of 12 began to live a life of debauchery in Alexandria for 17 years. One day she went to Jerusalem to enter the church to venerate the honorable cross. However, some invisible force restrained her. In great fear, she gazed upon the icon of the Mother of God in the vestibule and prayed that she be allowed to enter the church, all the while confessing her sinfulness. She was then permitted to enter the church. Having venerated the cross, she again entered the vestibule and before the icon gave thanks to the Mother of God. At this very moment, she heard a voice saying, "If you cross the Jordan, you will find glorious rest." Mary left for the wilderness, remained there for 47 years in repentance. She bade Zosimus to come back in 1 year with Holy Communion, which he did. The following year, on Holy Thursday, April 1st, 522, Zosimus discovered Mary's lifeless body and buried her. Thus the Lord glorifies penitent sinners. The Church exalts and amplifies Mary to the faithful in Great Lent as an incentive for repentance that brings entry into the heavenly kingdom. Through her intercessions, O Christ God, have mercy upon us. Amen.
As our living hope is found in your dear child, do not بأسرها إلى الترتيب هاتفا يا جميع أعمال الرب سبحوا الرب وزدوه رفعة على مدى دهوه.
Love thy talk, O Son of Mother of Light. Let us honor and magnify in song. Christ our God. salvation.
Shouted to them, saying, "The Lord hath risen,
Go and tell the disciples that the Savior of our souls is
risen.
فإليه أتضرع لذلك من هذه النفوس.